Hey, I'd like to begin the Simon Tzavi Vov today. Bez Hashem, we'll probably take us a couple of shiurim to go through it. This is a sugya of Dabar Charif, something sharp or something with a strong, pungent flavor to it, which we touched upon a number of times in different ways, but now we'll try and go through that somewhat systematically and understand it as the Shulchan Aruch presented here in the Simon Tzavi Vov. The sugya begins on the Avkuf Yud Aleph on the base. Actually, it's the beginning of the sugya we've seen several times. I don't think we looked at this part directly. Source number one, the Gemara says, Yossi Rav Kana Achvan Rav Huda Kamei Rav Huna, Yossi Vekomar Kaira Shemolach Bo Bosar. They have a plate which was used for salted meat, and there's dam there because the salting of the meat, we know, pulls out dam, and it's not directly our issue, but the issue is that the plate that have been used for salted meat, and therefore it's dam. So also lechol barosech, you can't cook hot food and so on because there's a bleed of dam there. Again, that's not our issue. That's the first statement in the Gemara. And it says utznon. Utznon means radish, right? Shechotcho b'sakim. If you cut a radish with a knife, or a flashing knife, mutter lechol b'kuto. Lechol b'kuto. You can go ahead and eat that radish with milchim. Rashi explains. Source two again. This is kuf yud aleph from Beis Nechulin. Rashi explains, it's known, Shechotko Besakin, Afagab, Dabgur Khorof, it's known, goes Igush Belas Lever, who Bolea Mishamunus has Sakin Akar Shalom, Avi Hait, it's known, seen as Tom Rishon, Trebola Isser Mamish Avi Kibosar. Okay. The opinion here is, this is Rav Kana. He says, even though the radish is sharp, and therefore it's Bolea Rashi, Mishamunus has Sakin Akar Shalom, is Bolea, some of the Shamunus we discussed. The idea that a stam sakin has some sort of residue, some sort of shamnunis on it, even though it's bolei that, and therefore v'havi haikstone is in his tam rishon, shrei bolei isser mamish, v'havi kibosar. Okay, but nonetheless, mutol ochla ochla, says next Rashi, mutol ochla b'os itzon b'kutach, sheshbo nisiu v'dechalva, right, the kutach which has this nisiu v'dechalva, the first time of the kemen, shrei bolei nana shamnunis, that terrible. And it's his opinion, is that ultimately it's a terrible, there's nothing usher about a radish, no isser involved in this mix. There's no nothing usser about a radish that absorbs flesh. You can go ahead and eat that. So therefore, he holds you can eat it with a kutah. So the Gemara milchi dish. So the Gemara asks my timer. So Amar Abaye, hi terabola, hi isser bala. Gemara it says at first that Abaye thinks the reason is why is it different in the case of the plate which would be used for fleshing, was used for salting meat and has dam on it. There is usser. Somehow the whatever bli is remains and. Case with the stone, you can eat it with the kutach, the flesh and flavor absorbed by the radish. It's not a problem with kutach, according to this view. What's the reason? So Abaye says, hi, a terabala, a high surabala. Rashi, hi, surabala, karabala, dam. Okay, the flavor, the actual was absorbed, the actual dam, that's actual isser. Whatever flavor was absorbed in that plate was actual isser. Mashenu can it's stone. The radish was cut with a flashing knife, so it absorbed flashing, but it was at that point it was mutter. That's what Abaye says. Only Rava, Rava said it cannot be, because only Rava, kibola tera my hami. So what if when the radish absorbed the flavor was mutter? It's true. Okay, you can go ahead and eat the radish. It's a tera bola. But so high hit tera also the isuru. The isuru kachal. But so we assume that the radish absorbed the flavor of the fleshing. So how can you eat it with milchigs? So what if it was a tera bola at the time that was bolay the flavor? Later when you eat it, you're eating it with milchigs. How can it be? That cannot be. Why Rav Kana thinks it's mutter. And therefore, Abaye said, Rav Rashi says, so, hayatera l'dei yisura, see, right? Kishanos no bekutach. Yeah, the radish itself, I understand. If it would have just said in the Gemara, the plate you can't use, but the radish you're allowed to eat with by itself, right? I cut a piece of radish with a fleshing knife, I can go ahead and eat the radish. Okay, that's a terrible one, because what's usher? Right? I can eat the radish with fleshing, or I can eat the radish by myself, by itself, without any milk either. Okay. But once it, but so, I tell it is you go ahead and you eat it together with milk, so then it becomes also. So what's going on? Elam Arava, finishing the Gemara, Elam Arava, hi, Efshel and Mitame, but hi, lo Efshel and Mitame. No, the answer is the difference as follows. Hi, but it's known, says Rashi. Efshel, you swear, the Tomo, called him, she'd never be Kuta. The high mutter, the Kama, can go and she had Tomo with Chila, but Ohio, but Tom Shamnun is. When Rav Kana said it's mutter to eat this radish with milk, it's not stamazoi mutter. If you taste the radish and you're able to assess that a taka did not absorb any fleshic flavor, maybe there's no fleshic flavor in the knife or whatever it was, and you can tell that there's no fleshic, then you can go ahead and eat it with milk. In other words, that's when Rav Kana said mutter, right? In other words, you tasted it because nothing wrong with tasting that radish. You cut a radish with a fleshing knife, so you ought to eat the radish. There's nothing also about the radish. You can eat it by itself, you can eat the fleshing. So a Jew can taste that radish and decide, oh, there's no flavor of flesh here whatsoever. So that's how the Rav Kana says, as you can see, that and the Hanami, that Rav said never absorbed any of the shamlunas from the knife and the flesh of shamlunas. And then it's a problem. Then it's no problem. That's where Rav Kana says mutter. However, when it comes to the dan, so then in our plate, Havahai lo Avshalmi Tamei, right? You also can't taste and see if whatever hot food you put down on that plate which absorbed dan, you can't taste it, right? You can't taste it to see whether it absorbed any of the flavor of the dam or not, because it's a dim with an isser. So you can't taste it. So that's the situation. So that's what emerges in the Gemara. The taka, the only way it's mutter to eat that radish with milking is taka, if you can ascertain that it did not absorb any fleshic flavor. So that's the beginning of the sugya. Later on that same daf, on the bottom of Kufi Dalak Mubez, going over to Kufi Beis Manalav, is the Gemara we've seen already so many times. Okay. Amr Chizki, source 3, Amr Chizki, Mishum Abaye, Hilchasa, Dogim Shalom Bekara Mutal Ochon Mekutach. Okay, right? Fish that came off the grill and was simply put on a fleshy plate, then it's mutter to eat with the kutach. That's not barnat, and it's not barnat that there, it's mutter. But snown, shechotcho b'sakin, shechotach b'boser, if you have radish that was cut with a knife that had been used for fleshing a knife, then osur lecho b'kutach. There we pass and it's osur. But Kana said it's mutter. That was a special case in the earlier Gemara when you can taste and you can find out that it's talking about flavor. But samazai, we assume that it's osur. And we'll see, how that applies, but the why that's so. But that's how we pass in stone. Shechotcho b'sakin, shechotcho b'boser. You have a piece of radish that was cut with a knife that had been used to cut flesh. Then also lecho b'kutcho, b'kuta. You can't eat it with the milk of a dish. However, the why then can be the honey meal. It's known. The top of kufu basil. The agav chorfe bala, because it's so sharp. But it's a dover chorif. Then it's considered to absorb the flavor of the knife from the knife. The fleshy flavor is absorbed into it. Okay, and now we'll have to see what that means. But avokisho, we've seen the rash, we'll see it again. Avokishos, kishos are other types like cucumbers, other vegetables which are not so sharp. Then garlic, abe poskiv achol, and you can just scrape the place where the knife was, you can cut off the place where the contact was with the knife and you can eat it. And the Gemara goes on and says other examples. Kilcha de lifta. Okay, kilcha, leaves of other types of vegetable, and these are lefes, a turnip of some sort, right? Rashes, lifta, lefes, eno charf, ala mosak, vein tamas shum and nikarbo. Right? This is not a sharp food, or the silkas, beets, a siri, that's also liftas, mutter, different types of vegetables, different types of the plants, which are considered charf, and some are considered not charf, then some are usr. A potak would the lifta shapri dami, but if you cut, Rashi explains, Arvan Beisach Chatuchan, Shechotach Achash Alephas, Achash Al Tardin, Alephas Matal Tam Hashanurus, and a second, Bein Atardin Mekabun Tam. And if you cut one, then the other, then it's Mutter. Okay, those are some details. But to look in the Rashi, the first Rashi in the top of Kufi and Beis, again, we've seen a couple of times. So Rashi is Kishos Misukahi, those vegetables are sweeter. Doesn't mean sweet like with sugar, but compared to non-charif. Bein O Nivla Betokah La Shamnunis, the only concern there is Shamnunis. It's safa omen amokom achtach, which comes in the place where you cut it. The only concern is shamnun is right on the place of the mokom, the place of contact. All right. Then hilchagor l'gabi paskel mokom achtach. Gor means gor ma'at b'sakin. Then you can just scrape off a little bit from the vegetable, the point of the contact where the knife was. Scrape that piece off, and then you can eat it even b'kutach hilcha. Therefore, okay. Then here's the chilik between the fish and the radish, right? Hilchach dogim shalom b'kaira mutalach b'kutach k'damar day no sentam abamin amam shalom no sentam abamin no sentam, because the fish that came off the grill and was put on the fleshy plate, now that's the flavor that was absorbed into the fish was not a flavor directly from meat, but rather from something from the plate, something which had absorbed meat, right? Ain no sentam abamin amamish. Right, the fleshy flavor that may have been absorbed in the fish was not absorbed directly from flesh. It wasn't cooked with flesh. It was just put on a fleshy plate. So, ain no sentama bomin amamish, ain no sentama bomin no sentam. The stam karim kamchen also mishum and akar shalav mishum mios. Plates are usually clean, even though it was used for fleshing, but didn't have any actual shamnunas, didn't have any actual people wash the dishes, okay, and it's easier to wash than a knife. So, therefore, even though it was a fleshy plate, we're not concerned it was actual flesh residue on the plate, just that there was a flavor inside. So that flavor inside the plate, which is now absorbed into the fish, So that's a weaker flavor, as we discussed at length, and therefore it won't impact anything when you eat with the kuta. Okay, aval, says Rashi, the sakin, when it comes to a knife, pa'amim, shashamnunis karosh olav ve'eno nikar. Sometimes there can be a residue there with a knife that's not so noticeable. Can't get it off so easily. And we discussed a little bit our knives today, and washing them with the thicker Brillo or some type of steel wool. A different discussion. But again, with assuming the Gemara, the sakin pa'amim shashamnunis karosh eno nikar, ushechotech b'tznon, the flavor comes directly from something which is ba'am. So that's the problem with the knife. And according to that, the issue with the knife is that the shamnunis comes out directly into the radish. That's why it's different than the fish, which got its flavor from not from directly from meat, but from something which had absorbed meat, from the plate that absorbed meat. But then Rashi says, the ode, this is the key for now, Yishum Chorfe Bala Tfei Midagin. Forget about the knife and forget about forget about the shamnunis. Even if there's no shamnunis, it goes back to the Gemara, right? The beginning of the Gemara, Kahn was talking about where Rava touched it up at the end, was that the you can taste whether there's stuff there or not. But here we're seeing something else. Rashi says, "Ode mishum chorfe bala tfei midogim." Okay, dogim are roasting. The agav duchid sakina polat sakino balat snom. The combination of the force of the knife. We're not talking so much about shamnunis. We're talking about the force of the knife and the power or the absorbing power of the sharp radish is able to pull the flavor out of the knife and therefore it absorbs, even forgetting about shamnunis. That's what Rashi says. That's the chiddush of a domer chart. Yishum churfei bala tfei midogim aroskim. A hot fish that comes off a grill, you put it on a plate. So how much of the, yeah, it's a fleshing plate. But how much of the flesh is absorbed? A certain amount, but not that much. Not as much, says the Gemara, says Rashi here, not as much as a davar charif, which you're cutting with a knife, pressure, the pressure of the knife, and the combination of the pressure of the knife and the sharpness of the radish, okay, of the or the davar charif, is able to absorb more than fish that was put on a plate, and therefore, ba'agav dukta sakina, polat sakina, ubalat stone. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi explains that Kufiyat Beis and what else. The Tosis there asks, or comments, source number five, Dibamasko Agav Chorfei Bola. Tosis says, Yesh, therefore, Yesh Lizar, Shalo Lachtoch, he mentions Shumin, Kreshin, Ubetzolin. Okay, Shumin is garlic, Kreshin are leeks, Ubetzolin are onions. These are sharp, considered to be sharp foods. The Tosis is telling us it's not just stone, even though the Gemara gives the example of stone, which is radish. Okay, but there are other foods as well, other types of plants or vegetables as well. He mentioned shuman, garlic, creation, leeks, which sort of very similar onions and so on. It's not just stone, it's others as well. You shouldn't cut those things besakin cholevis with a milking knife. Mishum de harifa tuva. These are very sharp types of vegetables. Okay. But then he says, but the hecha de chotach with nosam akterim alea mayim. Tosafos says, but if you did cut them up, okay, let's say you're making a soup, so you put these cut up onions or whatever in a pot full of water, boiling hot water, so then it becomes muta b'shishim, mivata tam habalua b'yarek u'nifla menasakin. The concern is how much of the tam from the knife went into the onion. It's only the only shishim against the whole onion. You need shishim against whatever was in the knife, the smaller amount that was in the knife, and you put it in a boiling pot of hot water, so the water can be mevatel the flavor of that. Again, David, the water can be mevatel the flavor of the onion. Okay, there's always a common question you get from the person in the kitchen. They cut something up, they cook something up, you always have to ask, is there an onion? Okay, whenever there's an onion, and there always is, somehow, double heart. But that's the issue. The water can be mevatel the time of blubiyar, and if I'm however, but if you use a trafe knife, not a milking knife or a flay, and you put it in a pot to cook or flay shakes, or the other way around, rather, you use a knife that was, a trafe knife, which is a glias iser, then nasa yara kulin avela, then the whole piece of bed, you don't only have to worry about whatever was balua for the knife, but have the whole yara becomes avela, but tzichim shishim mabatal yara. Okay. Now, then Tosis asks, what if the tzarech iyun imasakin mekuna? What if the knife is taka clean? The ein ben yomo, more relevant to us, it's not ben yomo, the knife hasn't been used in days. I churfe didhu machlil shema. does the sharpness sort of transform the absorbed flavor into tam l'shevach? Usually after Eina Ben Yoma, after 24 hours, whatever flavor is absorbed in something now becomes dosen tam l'fgam, and therefore doesn't aser. Okay, after it's no longer Ben Yoma, now it's Eina Ben Yoma. So Tosus wonders that the knife is clean, or more important for us, Eina Ben Yoma, he chorfed it to machle l'shevach, improves it, so to speak, and makes it l'shevach. Kedamar gabi chuktis perak ein mamidim, as it says in Gemara Avodah Zarah. What's Tosus driving at? The question Tosus asks is, does the harifa, so to speak, preserve, you know, in other words, if the knife is clean, if does the harifas of the vegetables being cut preserve its status as, you know, as fleshy, gemilch, whatever it's, and does it preserve it even after the time of Ben Yomo? Okay? Now, let's remember the issue of Ben Yomo, Ein Ben Yomo, is an issue, or kula, the kula of Ein Ben Yomo is a kula by tam, right? It's a kula about an absorbed flavor, that absorbed flavor after X amount of time, after 24 hours, becomes no same time with gum. However, when it comes to mamoshes, when it comes to be'en, that's not the case. You can have something that's actually be'en, it can retain, the flavor doesn't matter. So therefore, the question is, does this become like be'en? That's when we're dealing with a double harif that absorbs something, even after 24 hours, it's more like be'en, and therefore the 24 hours don't make a difference, right? That's the shal of Tosfos. Yichur for the dhu machl and shevach, or not. So we need to clarify before we look at the sugyan of Avodah Zarah, the Aflamit test that the Tosfos points to. So we need to bear in mind that our sugya is not talking about Ein Ben Yoma. Our sugya doesn't say a word about it. Our sugya is talking about a davar charif with regards to not bar not. Okay, comparing it to the case of the fish of the dogim shalom makara, the fish that came off the grill and put on a fleshy plate. That's what our gemara is talking about. It's our sugya here in Chulin, at Av Kufi Rav, Av Kufi Beis, is talking about not bar not. So we said that by a davar charif, there's no not bar not. That's what emerges in our sugya, right? In other words, fish, again, look in the source number three. Amar Chizkim Shema Bayi Hilchasa, Dogim Sha'alu Bekara Mutal Alcha Mekutach, Tzon Shechot Wazakin Shechot Ababasa, Asal Alcha Mekutach, right? And the Dogim, and then Rashi made a difference, right? By Dogim, we say it's not Barnat, not Barnat to the Teira, and we don't say not Barnat when it comes to Dabar Charif, whatever, because, either because it's Mamoshes, okay, and it's not a matter of Nosin Tam, it's actual Mamoshes, that's what Rashi says, because of the Shamunis, or because of the Harifas of the item, it's more of a bliya, it's a stronger bliya, therefore we don't say not pranat. That's really all our sugya in Chulon Daf Kufin Aleph and Kufin Beis emphasize, right? That we don't say the kula of not pranat by a davar charif because the harifas, in effect, makes it as though it was bolea directly and not pranat. There's no in-between step, right? The harifas makes it as though it was bolea directly, even though in a certain sense, it's like, you know, like a knife. The knife absorbed the flesh, just like the plate absorbed the flesh in the dogin case. Right, and now I go ahead and the radish absorbs from the knife, just like the fish absorbs from the plate. And yet, with the fish, we said you can eat the plate, the fish together with the milking, and yet the radish you can't eat with milking. What's the difference? Right, it sounds like an exactly parallel case. It goes from, just like in the fish case, the flavor goes from the meat into the plate, then from the plate into the fish, and it's mutter now to eat that fish with milkings. Say the same thing. The flesh went into the knife, and you use that knife for fleshing. Now it goes from the knife into the radish. Is she allowed to eat that radish with milk too? Not by not. So Elamai, what's the chiddush of our sugya? Elamai, the not by not. That's what comes out. Doesn't work by a davar charif. Again, we've discussed this already, right? The harifas makes it as though it was balea directly. Not, you know, it was balea directly flesh. The harifas of the radish pulls the flesh and flavor out of the knife in such a way that it's as though mamash was balea directly from the flesh and not from an in-between. Okay? So when it comes to the sugya of not barnat, by fish is not barnat, so it's mutter with milk. But by davar charif, it's as though it's bolea, not the tam, but the mamoshes. That's the point. It's as though it's bolea directly. It doesn't bolea flavor from the knife, like in the case of the fish was bolea, the flavor of fish was bolea, the flavor of busa from the plate. Okay? But when it comes to davar charif, it's as though it was bolea, not the tam, but the mamoshes. Okay? It's known, in effect, pulls the actual meat out and not the and not the flavor, okay. So that is the that's the chiluk, and that's what comes out from our sugya. Now, why should that be? Why do we say that by davar charif? So again, Rashi gave two answers: A, because the taka is ban on a knife, it is ban, or B, that's the nature of the davar charif. It's charif, right? Agav charif. The second, the ba'od, at the end of Rashi on top of kufi beis manal. The Rashi the ba'od, the second Rashi davar charif. Okay, and the chiddush also is though, remember, everything's cold. Let's bear that in mind as well. When it comes to a knife cutting radish, everything's cold. Okay, so nonetheless, even though there's not usually absorption of flavor without heat, there is an absorption of flavor when it comes to a dabar charif. So dabar charif, really from our sugya, I should say two things emerge. Number one, there's no nat bar nat. Okay, and there's also an absorption of flavor. We don't have the kula of, quote unquote, the kula when something's cold that we have by other things that we only assume transfer flavor only works when there's heat. And also, it does no nat bar nat. What Tosus wonders, and it's not dealt with in our sugya here in Chulin, is does the harifus of a dabar charif also eliminate the kula of Eina ben Yomo? That's the Tosus one. That's the Tzarech Iyun at the end of Tosus. Last line, let's look again. The last line of Tosus in Kufi Beis Manal, Dimas Ha'agim. The Tzarech Iyun, imasakin mekunach ve'ein ben Yomo, do we say, Ichur v'did hu machu l'shach? Does that the harifus quality, the sharpness, also make the flavor be considered halacha no sein tam shvach even after 24 hours? That, again, that the chugin chulin doesn't address, and that's what Tosfos is wondering. And he points to a sugya in Avodah Zarah to address that. So the sugya in Avodah Zarah starts. I printed at the beginning of the sugya, the Mishnah of Lamed Hayim and Beis. The Mishnah there is the Be'elu Dvarim, the second parak of Avodah Zarah, and discussing various things that the goy has cooked. And that's also now some are also eight or also hana. So it speaks there. If you look on source number six, cholov shechovo the chamei soro eyo, by cholovakum pasakum shemanakum. All of them will discuss these things. Beres Hashem much later in the year, and it'll probably be June's month. Anyway, all these things, right? Certain types of vegetables. There was discussion about. Anyway, the Mishnah at the end of the list of those things mentions something called the last line of six, and that Mishnah about Zarah Lamed Hayim and Beis. It says, kurt shel chiltis. Okay, kurt shel chiltis. Kurt is like the stalks of chiltis. Now, chiltis is translated as chiltis. It is some kind of very, very sharp item. You can look, I printed all the Rashi on the Mishnah one, but it's an important Mishnah, which we'll see at a greater length of this time. I'm not going to read all the Rashi now. Seven. Look towards the end. Chiltis Rashi is min peri, which are called lazar belaz. I'm not sure really what it is. I've looked at different types of translations. But apparently, it's very, very sharp. Okay, the mechatchin as karton the sakin, but also mishab shanusa the zakina. Okay, it's very, very sharp. Apparently, it was used, I think, for medicinal reasons, other things like that. But it's a very, very sharp item. Okay, what exactly it is? Again, you can look up in the different dictionaries. I think Art School just translated it as chiltis. It's not clear exactly what it is, but the Gemara and Lama Testament of, and that's what Tosus. Artos Nechulon of Kufi Beis pointed to this Gemara, source to Beit. A court shall chit was my time, what's the problem? Mishum de mafsikele misakina. And afogav de amar no saint tam of gam mutter. And here the Gemara is talking about no saint tam of gam. Okay? And talking about here, we're talking about stuff that belonged to a goy. A goy had used this knife to cut chiltis. Okay? And afogav de amar no saint tam of gam mutter. And we have a rule that stam kelem or ene ben yomo. We're dealing with the fact that the knife was that you're cutting this chiltis was eno ben yomo, whatever it was used for, been more than 24 hours. Nonetheless, look at the words of the Gemara. Agav chorfe de chiltisa, because this chiltis is so sharp, the chalilei shamanisa v'havalei kinosein tam ha-shvach ve'osur. So the Gemara of Azar, Daf Lamed Testament Aleph, says that the harifus does, in fact, eliminate the kula of eno ben yomo. That's what Gemara says. Even the Mishnah lists off kurt shel chiltis as one of the things you can't have. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that it becomes like nosin tam shvach and it's osur. So again, the conclusion of the sugya of Avodah Zarah is that the kula of Eina ben Yomo is eliminated by the harifas of the chiltis. That the Gemara says again, Agav Chuvah the Chiltis and Mechalia L'Shem Nusa Bavale Kedoshim Tamas Shvach. Also, so from that it gets clear that at least with regards to Chiltis, this type of very very sharp fruit. So then the cooler that after the item becomes Eina ben Yomo, whatever flavor is absorbed becomes Nosin Tam Lifgam, doesn't apply. It's considered still to be Nosin Tam L'Shvach. I guess the pungency or whatever is sort of combining maintains sort of as we speak the freshness of the flavor, and then it's mamish like it's a ben yomo, and it's still a problem. And even though, therefore, the kelim are in a ben yomo, and still It's not considered nosin talmas rabbanan, but nosin talmas rabbanan. But Tosus, that's the Sugan of Zara daf lamed tes, which our Tosus on Kufi Beis Malach Mefulin refers to. And Tosus wonders, is that true? If that's true about other, is that only chiltis, this especially pungent fruit, sharp fruit? Or what Tosus referred to, the Gemara is talking about stone, Tosus added shuman, creation, betzolin, right? The Gemara is talking about radish, and Tosus added garlic and leeks and onions and so on. That's what Tosus says in the Sugya of Chulin, which is talking about not parnat. So not parnat doesn't apply to Dabar Harif. But the question is, Tosus wonders, what about Enim and Yomo? So again, look at the last line of five. Tzarech Ian, where the Enim and Yomo, does the Churfa did who? Like by Chiltis, that's the question. The same by Chiltis, Tosus doesn't really give any answer to that question. Leaves it as a Tzorachim. And the question is, why is this so? If we look in the Sugan of Elazar, why is it so that the sharpness of the Chiltis is such that even after it's Einu Benyomo, it still is no longer, it's not considered Nosan Nosan Dalam Gam, but rather Nosan Dalam Shvach. So that appears to be a couple of different days in the Rishonim. If you look in the Chiddush HaRitva, there in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Tes, Malach Dirmas La'af Agav, Tosfos says, rather, Ritva says, that Pirish Mechayelei Sakina, the Sakin, Mechayelei Sakina, okay, it's talking about the Sakin, it's also Mechayelei, not important, but it improves, so the Sakin, that's a question when it says Mechayelei, the Gemara says at the end of the passage of Avodah Zarah, Lamed Tes, Malach, it says Mechayelei, what is it, the Mechayelei, what is improved, is it the knife, is it Shamnunis? What is it that's improved? Okay, but the more important for us is the idea somehow, if we're dealing with Shamnunis, so the Shamnunis is improved by the flavor. Inami, fourth line of mine, the Chiamrin, the Kalim, Sheinu Benyoma, the Nosim Talmud Gam, Beisur Balua. When do we say that sometimes Sheinu Benyoma, if the flavor is Nosim Talmud Gam, that's Beisur Balua. Avastam Sakin Yeshbo Isur Be'en, Shein Dechel Kancho, like the first day in Rashi and our Gemara Chulin. Where the stam sakin has some sort of residue on it that's hard to get off because the nature of a knife, especially the blade, okay? And therefore, because most people don't clean it up that thoroughly and so on. But nishar bo tomid shamnumas hanin bak. There's always some sort of grease that's left there. And therefore, the harifas of the chiltis, okay, is in the knife. So what's in the knife sort of becomes a tam l'shvach. And he quotes Rabbi Yonah. So Tosfos there. So what do you need the chur for the chaltisa? What if this actual? I'm sorry, Rabbi, I skipped a line. With what asked, if he's a kasha shmeitzin, lamali time of the chur for the chaltisa? Typically, the hugufa knows in tam l'shvach in the knife. In other words, what do you mean? If it's the issue is the shamnunis and the knife. So what's the difference? If it's a sharp item, that doesn't make any difference. We're dealing with actual shamnunis. So Harav Rabbi Yona tirates the chen b'tosus the shiny hocha the stam chen b'li mekaneach u'filo sakina v'ein bo iser ben. No, we're talking about what actually is no iser ben. Beikal amedek im iser the hocha mishum iser belua shen ben yomu arkeshnivkam ba'ol the belua yotzen echal iser v'chi hadra machayla agav churfa the chaltisa amai havi. Okay, well, before we get to that, I'm sorry. So I apologize. But Yona says the bottom line is that even though there's no shamnus, even though there's no suban, still the flavor is transformed into shvach. Okay, but Beika Lamedech, the Rebbe doesn't like that. What is it, magic? It became Einu Benyomo. Therefore, it doesn't now come. Suddenly, sharpness, when it comes to the context of some sharp, suddenly that flavor, which before was Nosin Talmud Gam, suddenly becomes Nosin Talmud Shvach. Apparently, the Rebbe Yona says yes. Okay. And there's no Issa Ben. The concern is that, yes, in a Hanami, the flavor becomes a Tam L'Shvach because of the pungency, I guess the connection between the pungency of the item that's being cut and the flavor. So that's automatically a flavor. Like, you know, we had earlier, remember we had a couple of simonim ago, the honey with meat is automatically L'Shvach. So sometimes things with the Dabar Charev is automatically L'Shvach. That's how Ben Yonah seems to learn. But the Ritva doesn't like that. He says, Vikula made that. He needs to the Hakam, Shemis and Balu, Shem and Yomu, Harakish Nirkam, but all the Balu, Yotsu Mikhail Isser. The Chihadra Mikhail Ak of Kukh with the Kuz of my hobby. So what? Harazi Kimavasim Nevela Sukha. What if I have a Nevela? Okay, I have meat that's rotten. Okay, the meat is rotten. So now I add spices to it. It's still rotten meat. Okay, it's still rotten. Okay, Mavasim is an offer. The Shuv Eno Chosev in air. It doesn't reawaken the flavor and suddenly now it's Nosin Tam Lashvach. It isn't. The thing is still rotten. It's still no good. How could a tam pogum suddenly improve because of the chiltis, the strong flavor. Mitzvah doesn't like it, Mitzvah. Therefore, l'chach pirsha min ha'ar alayim, that's the ra'o, that v'hocha le'isr be'en shal p'nei ha'sakin choshesh. No, they were choshesh for the be'en on the sakin, okay? And we're concerned, k'shem ha'yim esurim l'chol shamunus b'chiltis mifkan pagalei, she'en shum shuman ha'eslo. I'd have thought that this flavor, that even this flavor, this sharp flavor, nothing, even shamunus doesn't affect it. Like we said, in the case that was mentioned about the honey. It's all grease. Another case of vinegar and so on. It's pogam. Nonetheless, over here, we're saying, last line, it reawakens the shamunus, which otherwise might be a list of gam. Not that it became tam of gam and suddenly contact with Dabar Charif makes it, the chiltas suddenly makes it a shvach. It never became Talmud Gam. Well, the idea is the Shamunis here is improved, so to speak. So it's not Talmud Gam. It's improved. It'll never become again. It's Ben. But it's improved to the point that now it's Nosin Talmud Shvach. Vizen really Tam Nochum. That's what the Ritzvah says. I printed the Ra'o in the Bedeka Bias by his Alf Shar Beis. Bias Alf is about Shechita. And it's talking about the case, remember, about the Shechting by the Beis of Shechita and so on. And he writes, by Al Sharbei, source 10. Beikal amei da kani, beikal amei mahani mil b'shar kelim shein derech ustam shein el achar docha. Well, sakin, ein madichin os achar tashmisho. This knife is not normally washed all the time after being used. And benishar ticha, things like ben al tonu, v'dover shu ben, ein onifkam shein ben yomo. That's the key rule. Something which is ben does not become pogum, it's ein ben yomo. And nevertheless, this sharpness of it, so to speak, is mematik. That's his lashon. Where is it? Yeah, he says. In other words, the shamnunis in the knife, it takes it with the shamnunis in the knife, and the chiltis is so sharp that it takes away the sting, so to speak, of the bad flavor and makes it tastier. That's the idea. Somehow, it's the combination of the shamnunis with the shamnunis can be ein ben yomo, but still. The fact that it's associated with this chiltis, like I said earlier, this combination takes away the sting of the bad flavor. It's a mamasek tzas, a mamit osu harifus, and it's a shvach. That's what it means. Agav chorfer, the chiltis and mechala have a nosin tam and shvach, the osir. Okay, that's what the shamunis in the knife, okay, is affected by the chiltis and so on. So it's a tasty flavor. That's how all right. Tell me the Rashbo. In the Shmeres Habayis, over there in Bayis Al Sharbeis, again, the Cheshita, he quotes Rabbi Yona, that the Ritva quoted the other way. Avol Mori Rabbi Yona, Hayim Metaritz, Ba'osu Shechutis, the Masha Omru Shom, Afal Gad, Omano Stam, Gamut, Afal Pish, Stam, Sakin, Shamunis, Iger, Shani Hosmut, Shechutis, Nikach, Mina, Chenvonim, Achenvonim, Mekanech, Kilu, Lashpiach, Melko, Mekho, the shopkeeper keeps his knife clean, the Shiloya Chutus, and Mizum, Pichach, Aimba, El Mishuma, Bella, Shibisakin, that's a minyona, right? They're not concerned about dirty knives because the shopkeepers wouldn't sell the knives that weren't clean. Rather, we're talking about that which is absorbed inside the knife and it's purged out. Nigal means it comes out like hagolah, hagolah's canon. It's purged out, the flavor emerges. Okay, al yedei charifos hachiltis. All right? Alabela nifa, who shall we shall be shall say, Mukam, charifos hachiltos, misakno, because of the shrach. Yes. The harifas, the sharpness of the chiltas, transforms, as it were, this flavor into being once again osen tam shvach. And he says, the Rashbo does, "Bezei osen neos min ateretz apersha kosam hu." He's referring to the ra'ah. This makes more sense than the teretz of the ra'ah. Sha'afel pishar mecham egam akolim enu nira hu cholos v'zar and so on. You know, it's a weak reason. I don't like it. Shomer avdi zarm. He sort of stings the ra'ah because he likes strange sores. We mentioned the ra'ah of balachadish. But anyway. The point here is that the sharpness, reinvigorates, if you will. The sharpness of the chiltas reinvigorates the flavor in the knife to make it nosen tal mishvach. Exactly what the Rifor rejected. Okay, exactly what the Rifor rejected. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. The Rashba prefers that. And Rav all prefers the other way. I mentioned that's the both Taras and Bias in Hilchos Shechita. I'm talking about the Beis HaShechita and so on. We mentioned Dav Ches. If you look in 12 of the Taras and Bias by us, by Thal Shandal, it says again, Lashar Koshel, Iktas, etc. He says, Afal Gav, Domar, Nosen Tal Mishvach Mutar. Hachav Agav Churfed, Sakin Mechayelei. Which means that Shishamnunis is the Tirtim, right? How could it be? Okay, how does it work? Tears of Rabbi Yonah, quotes Rabbi Yonah again, who says that we're talking about a chenvani, we're talking about knives that are presumably clean, there's no shamnunis, and rather the issue is leka el, the last words of the Rashba that I quoted here, leka el mishum is tam shal gil hasakin, okay, that which emerges in the sakin, and agav churfa, the churfa, the chutisa mechayle, the better kabai is there from the Rashba, disagrees. Okay, the better kabai says, doesn't make any sense, okay, he says, I don't agree with this. He says something which was usher because of Nosen Tam of Gam, and then it's Nosen Tam of Gam. You can't magically transform it back into Nosen Tam of Shvach. Look at the fourth line. He says, the chol dover shenitar machma shenifkam, eno chozer le'asel olam. It can't become usher. Okay, if it was something was mutter because now it's Nosen Tam of Gam after being eno ben yom anymore. So then it's not going to be usher again. So again, that's the machlokes. And once again, Mishmar Sambayas Rashba over there, here, by Bayas Tal Shandal, by Bosa Kolob, says, nevertheless, he disagrees. He says, I already dealt with this. And he says, the key point is, Kol Dover Shu Be'en, Eino Chosher Pogrom. Okay, so which Be'en is not Pogrom. So the sharpness pulls out the sharpness together with the Be'en. Okay, ordinarily, a Be'en, you know, maybe it's not enough of Be'en, because if we ask the question, there's Be'en, so why do you have to have Dafka as someone who's sharp? But someone who's sharp pulls the Be'en, but it's not that it was Nosen Tam of Gam sound now suddenly it's magically transformed in Nosen Tam of Shvach, Okay. I chilt is different. Okay, I'm gonna say he deals with that question, because if it's Ben, it's not the next pogum. But with the chiltis, it brings out that flavor. Like I said before, the combination of the chiltis and the flavor, it never becomes a Tam of Gam. Okay. The Rashba mentions in the Tshuva, so it's interesting, if you look, we'll skip down for a second, at Piskei Tshuva, I mentioned the form, same as a side point. Piskei Tshuva, back in the previous sentence, it seems out of here, remember we mentioned this, it's caught in Dalib. You know, Yeshli Stapik, the previous sentence, Yeshli Stapik, Hod Dechufa Mechayim Udurayis Udarban. Remember we raised that question, the fact that the regards are not by not, the fact that the sharpness, you know, so brings out the flavor, is that a Din Darayis or Din Darban, or Nafkamil HaKim HaSeika, right? But Nafkamil is always a suffix. So he says that there's those names, the Risa. Okay, so again, I mentioned that. I think now also it's most likely to be the Rabbanan. Okay, it's hard to say that it's the Risa. And indeed, if you look in the Tshuva of Rashba, it seems to me, I mean, you know, he doesn't quote this, but the Rashba and the Tshuva, 15, Chelek Aleph Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin, the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, again, quoting that same Rabbi Yonah, that quoted in the Chiddush, quoted in the I'm sorry, we've all quoted the Chiddush Rashba, quoted the Taras and Bias in a couple of places. He quotes the same Rabbi Yonah, okay? And he also says that regarding the Dabar Charif, so he says, a moment, wherever Rabbi Yonah, and these are Shalom, Likach, and Makom Sheish, and Machem, part of the discussion. Yeah, but Oud Shafil, Rabbi Yonah, Efshe Shalom, Shalom, Rabbi Yonah, Surim, different Heterim to use Goy's stuff, and while Tom Zet on some can be the Evid, Mishin Shamish, Mishin Klaim, we are reliable in the Evid, some can Stam Kalem, or Goy, and Ben Yoma, but Tom Shakasaf, the Bashem Rabba, Tosin, Klaim Midian, Shakashin, Shamil, said, well, Goy, Dabar Charif. Okay, maybe we should ask her because the Goy, maybe, how we make it by stuff from a Goy, buying stuff from a Goy, or the case of Klaim Midian, or Klaim Midian was when they're in the Parshas Matos, when the Jews had the Battle of Midian. That's one of the two places where Goy's Kalem is discussed. The other was in Parshas Sav by Kochim. The other place is in Parshas Matos. So there, the Torah tells us whatever they were getting, when they were getting the loot after defeating Midian, the battle versus Midian, the Torah lists off all the loot that they took, and they took different silver, different metal kalem, all listed over there. So that's where I speak about Hagolas kalem, at least indirectly, Tefillas kalem, and more indirectly, that's the Mokra for that, which we discussed. Anyway, so why do they have any problem? Why couldn't they assume everything that they took as loot? The Klei Midian was what do you call it? Was Mosin Talmud Kan, because it was after Ben Yomo, the end of Ben Yomo, Tom Ken, right Ben Yomo. So one suggested that, well, maybe the guy used it for Dover Charif. Okay. But then he says, Shaim Ken, the Rashba doesn't like that. Shaim Ken Chashosha Zumu Doraisehi. Okay, that then we're dealing on a Doraisa level. And that's not the language, that's not what seems to be going on over there. Anyway, what emerges in that Rashba is that we're concerned only at the Rabbanah level, not on the Raisa level. But anyway, because Petruva is the super about it, it seems that Petruva is the Rashba, that the whole concern was the Rabbanah. Anyway, but what emerges from all of this, Sof Kol Sof, is that Eino Ben Yomo also doesn't help by a Dover Charif. Okay, again, we said by Dover Charif, cold doesn't matter. There can be transference of flavor even when it's cold, and not Barnab doesn't help. Okay, and now from the Sugya in Chulin, it's clear that at least by Chiltis, and we discussed two reasons, it's clear at least by Chiltis, Eino Ben Yomo doesn't help by Dover Charif either, and Tosus Mesupik, whether that happens, whether that works by, whether that Kula, Eino Ben Yomo may not work by Dover Charif either. Again, it works by Chiltis, doesn't work, but may work by other things. Okay, I'd count this issue. Now, the next question is, when we're dealing with Dover Charif, we cut from the Dover Charif, so how much of the Dover Charif becomes Osir? So this is the Machlokas Rishonim as well. I'd like to show you before seeing the Shulchan Aruch. So we look in Source 17, the Rosh, in Chulin, Parakhes, and Lamed Aleph. The Rosh writes, Amachiskim, Shmei Dabai, Hechzo, etc. This is the same Sugya. And he writes, V'daf Ketznon, the Agav Chorf, and Bola, V'hava Ketam, Habo, Min HaMamash. So that's where the Rosh weighs in on that question. Oh, either speaker becomes like it's in the Oak, or Rashi says, Chalnun Shal Sakin, etc. And he writes, Oser al Yede Ad Kedei Klippa. Okay, so the Rosh says, we're doing the Ad Kedei Klippa. Okay, now I, in the case of Chiltis, I asked the entire Chiltis Nekamar Vodazara, not just Kedei Klippa. Never said Kedei Klippa in the Vodazara. It sounds like the whole thing, right? Below Domi Lakur Shal Chiltis Shasu Kula Mishum Shachot Kan also the Sakin of the Chachom. Shani Hashim Shakartim Ktanim. That was a technicality. These leaves are cut very short, and it's impossible to figure out exactly where you cut it, so you have to ask for the whole thing, as opposed to the klipa. Okay, that's the Rosh saying that when it comes to other sharp items, not tiltas, it asks k'nei klipa. So writes the Rosh. The Rosh Bo, however, in the Bais, Aruch Bais Al Shar Aleph, first quotes, again, the whole sugya we mentioned, you can read through it, he summarizes everything clearly. Then he writes, fourth line, Vadayan Sarach Lamelev, Vadalecha Kreila Matame. If nobody, remember the Gemara said, you can always taste the radish and see if it absorbs the flavor. What if there's nobody to taste it? So, Vadalecha Kreila Matame, Kamanes, I'm going to Kulo, Okude Natila, Okude Klippa. He presents three possibilities, either the whole thing, like by Chiltus, Okude Natila, right? Over the etzba, with the finger, Okude Klippa, like the Rosh said. Or Isil Ravid Zal Shar Kosta the Klippa Lo Sagili. Ravid disagrees with the Rosh and he says Klippa is not enough. Otherwise, he says he brings Raya, the Gemara should have said it. There's another case, a similar case where you had a whatever, a bird fell into a big vat of the milk. Okay, it doesn't matter. We mentioned once before. It doesn't say Klippa, but he says Mikol Mokom Mentilas Mokom Sagili. Okay, I think that Mentila is enough. That's the Ravid. Okay, so the Rosh says it's Kedei Klippa, the Ravid says it's Kedei, but and then the Rosh Bo adds, the Lule Shomar Rabbi, Shomar Dos Legami. Not the fact that they have great regard for the Ravid, not for the fact that the Ravid said that it's Kedei Nitila. Nonetheless, I would actually say that it's also Legami. Also Legami. Okay? Because the Mito Charifusa, what's the whole thing here? This whole Chumra, quote unquote, the Dabar Charif, is because of its sharpness. The sharpness is throughout the whole thing. So we're afraid that the Mikol Harifuso Harbe Hu Moshech Mufapeh Bechulo, the flavor, whatever the meat flavor, it's extracting from the knife, is going to spread throughout the whole thing. And he thinks that that's what Rashi says. And Rashi, that's why radish is different than a fish. Okay, and all things should be also. The tila would have been enough, like the Gemara said. Remember the Gemara said about kishas, that you can just scrape it and so on. So it should have said that. It doesn't say that. It's in the stomach. It means the whole thing. So actually, the Rashba then becomes a third shita and says it's kedei kulo. So Gemara says, also, mistum means everything. Unless, the bottom line, the Rashba is going, when the Gemara says something also, we can assume that it means everything, unless otherwise noted. So, and it says the same thing in the Bais HaKotzim. I want to see briefly. Royally, Bais HaKotzim, Aleph, Isra Zesh HaTzom, the Silka, Yesh Mishomer Shabbat Kedei Klipa Ava, Shuvanikos B'chol Makom Mitilas Makom B'Shar Mutar. Eiro Elid, it appears to me, Shakol Asur. Okay, everything is awesome. The Ra'o, though, that's in the Torah of Bayis and Kotzer. The Ra'o in the Bayis and Bayis Al Shar Alav in 20, Ra'o writes, and again, Boy Nitilas Makom. Ra'o sides with the Ra'ibit, Kedei Nitilas enough. So again, it's a three-way Machlokas. The Ran on the Rif and Chulin, Mem Alav and Alav, the pages of the Rif, the Masso Tznon, quotes the Ra'ibit, he quotes the Ra'o, he quotes the Mashbo. Bottom line, a three-way Machlokas, according to the Rush, it's Kedei Klipa. According to the Ravid and the Ra'o, it's Kedei Netila. According to Rashbo, it's Kedei Kulo. That's the Machlokas. The tour here by us now in Sim Tzarebab, right in 22, it's known. Oshlokos Shechatchim Misakin Shabosa Osul Ochon Becholov Ad Sheyikov Kedei Klipa. Okay, the tour is passing like his father. The Klikov Mokam Achav. Oh, Ad the Tom Leishleib Otam Basa. Unless you taste it, you can't taste the flavor of meat. He writes Rashbo Kosa Shekulo Osir. Rashba says the whole thing is also about Daniel Rosh, all over Kosov Kane. So that's the Machlokas. The Beis Yosef, says, He says, Imka, he quotes, Imka Zem Akash, also Rash, Kush, and Chit, Yishva Rosh, but to Tamadas, Nirishish, Lismach, and Nirismag, Barib, or all Ahat, they've been a Tila Smokom. Okay? And lest we think we're talking only about certain sharp things, the Ramor writes the Dark Emotion. Here in Sinsari Bob, also for the esters, book 24, he says, "I know Sinsari Kosavir Hua Din Shar Zor Macharif." Okay, so before we see the Shulchan Aruch here in the beginning of Sinsari Bob, let's just look at the Rambam. The Rambam is Hilchos Machalos Asuras Parak Tes Alach Achav Dal 25. See Alach Lamaisim. Second, Shechotach Bob Basar Basar Tzli. Right, you use this knife for hot meat and so on. Bechazar Bechotach Bas Non Okeotzebo. Right away, the Rambam is Okeotzebo. It doesn't have to be radish. He mentioned stone, presumably because that's the Gemara's example, but it doesn't have to be stone. Chayotzi ba midvar macharifin. Also, lochem begutach. You can't eat the nuchig. Aval in chotach ba bosav vechazach chotach ba kishos ba vetiach. Gored makom achtach ochal shar mechal. But the substance, we saw that in the Gemara. The substance, you cut something else, it gets rid of the meat flavor, gets rid of the meat chamnunis. Okay, then you can use it for just, you can eat the davachar as long as you scrape away the point of contact. Okay. The Rambam does not really say clearly in the first case when he says also the whole thing. It doesn't, you know, I'm not questioning whether it's Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila, or Kedei Kulo. It doesn't really say. The Kesef Mishnah says in that Rambam Parak Dalet Chof Dalet, just a moment. Yeah, he seems to understand it's talking about the whole thing. Unless you cut all the stuff in the middle, right? Mashma Acha Shechotach Ba'abos Achazor Chotach Ba'atznon B'lehemsi Matil Torachav in time. Yeah, again, I don't know. It's unclear, I guess, in the Rambam. It's unclear, I guess, in the Rambam. One thing that the Kesemir does point out is Mashma Kosov Shechotach B'zart Tzli Avdafzil Adodim Mevush Ha'inim which is hot. And it was just hot. Okay, let's look now in 27, the Shulchan Aruch here. Sinzaribov Sifal. Snom. That is Osilka beats. Shechotchom Besakin Shabosar Ben Yomo. O Sheena Makuna. Then Osil Laochom Becholb Achiyitom Mimokom Achatak Kedei Matilas Mokom. Shehu Kobi Etzba. Possibly one. I'd cut off this Kedei Matilas Mokom. O Sheet Amenu Below Yebo Tom Bosar. If you can taste it and see there's no flavor meat, then just rinse it all. The Yesh Omrim, Duadin Le'eno Ben Yomo, and that's where our discussion is. Even if the knife was Eno Ben Yomo, okay, same din, Kidei Tiles Mokom, and Rumukunan is clean. Even Lo Noto Mehem Tiles Mokom, Gam Lo Tom Vishim Chalav, Tzok Shishim Yerim Ashenogam Esakana. Of course, if you didn't do it in Tiles Mokom, and no one tasted it to ascertain it, there's no milk and flavor, no flesh flavor, and you cook them together, milk, then you need shishim against whatever the point of contact was with the vegetable. Fine. I'll go on Ramon. Im chotchon dak dak, that was like the Chilta's case before, the Rosh mentioned. Im chotchon dak dak, you cut it very, very fine, so not really shy of them, it says, mokom. Tzorach l'shar neged kol ha'snon. Now, yesh omrim, shim chotach tznon, the sakin shal iser, kol aser. Okay, if you cut Snowm with a Frefer Kli, then everything is awesome. That's a Rashpo, right? Similarly, if you cut this sharp item with a flashing knife, also kulo b'chol, b'chein nogin lechatchila. So he says chein nogin lechatchila. But the other ain't also a rock in a tefillah. That's how he passes. But b'chol ze im chotach atzlon atzmo. And b'chotach yaru she'al atzlon ain't also something else. Maybe had to cut the radish itself. The sofek in metal was happening to Israel lin lekula. B'chein kolin atzlon shreish b'm chatuchu atzad zan goseim. B'chalina shenefs shenasa b'mar b'chatzin. That's something else. That's talking about they have to be choshish that the guy uses, the guy sells cut stuff. We'll talk about this later, but we're talking about the go to a fruit and vegetable store. Okay, a high end fruit and vegetable store, certainly. But it can sell you cut sliced fruit, sliced vegetables. Maybe the guy in the back used that knife, the same knife he used to cut up these vegetables, he used to cut his ham sandwich he had for lunch. So now we have to assume that he didn't do that. Okay, you know, try and avoid it, whatever. We'll talk about that at a different time. Yeah. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is a cotton beige, right? This is even Ben Yomo, Shabbos or Ben Yomo, even if it's clean. Agav Churfe, the Son of the Sukkah, Dukkah, Sakina, Paul, Sakin, Gufa, Tam, Shabbos, Babi, Isser, Ben. The reason we're Machmir, okay, is that it's, even if the knife was clean with Ben Yomo, so we assume it's not flavor, you know, it's not, there's no not per not. Okay, and it's like Isser itself, okay, and therefore we don't say not per not, as the Shach points out. That's the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Again, talking about a second Ben Yomo, okay? But you're not allowed to eat it because we don't say not by not in this case, as we discussed. And then he says, and so too, in Sifat and Gimel, or continuing the Ramah, or then the Shulchan Aruch, Esha Unzin Leina Ben Yomo, okay? Ve'ena Mekunim, Sama Shamun, Spar Shalpon, Ve'ena Ben Yomo, for the reasons which we discussed. We can maybe discuss is what if... You know, purposely didn't wash it and so on. And he says, well, washing means when water flows down from the top, it knocks off the whole thing. And again, I detail in the, if you look at the Kiva Eger, the Taz makes an interesting comment. Shulchan Aruch said he had a choice, right? We'll go back to the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, also, l'achom, you need kedelas b'chinas makom. If it's eno ben yomo, okay, I'm sorry, if it's Ben Yomo, so also lochum chalb ad shita lochum achdak din is lochum. Oh, she it amenu v'lo yabu tam basam. Or you can taste it and not have, and notice that there's no ascertain, that there's no flesh of flavor. So it's interesting, Taz points out, it's important, days in 30, kosov tos chapas, the ain anu b'ki an achshav v'tim azu. We don't rely on this team nowadays. Now, the shock of the cotton hay is bothered by this also. You know, usually that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber relies, and we've seen this already a number of times, and we'll see it more, as Hashem and Hukos Tarubos, that the Mechaber writes that we don't rely on the Timas Kfeilu. We always require Shishim. We don't rely on the taste testing. So the Taz points out his opinion over here, the Ein on the Bekir and Akshav the Timas Zul. So it's interesting, the Shach wonders, why doesn't the Ramot? Usually in the Shulchan Aruch, we've seen a couple of examples, and then we'll see more, where the Mechaber writes, you rely on tasting, and the Ramah pipes up and says, oh no, Arminig and Ashkenaz is not to rely on the tasting. So we'll have to wonder a little bit why here the Ramah did not make this comment. He quotes the same logic in Torah's Chatas. Why didn't the Ramah make the objection over here? Okay. And the Shach's point says no, because there's a difference. What does the Ramah reject? The Ramah rejects Timas Kfela. Kfela means Kfela Aramoi, a non-Jewish taste tester, a non-Jewish cook or a chef. Was telling us. So that the Ramos is going to rely on. But here, let's remember, the radish was cut with a flashing knife. There's nothing wrong with tasting a piece of radish. It was cut with a flashing knife, even if it has flashing flavor, because Jews are allowed to eat flesh, right? So there's no Isser involved. So here it's Timas Yisrael. That the Ramos doesn't have to pipe up about. The Taz says, the name of the Torah's Chatas, Ein on the Bekiyan, Achshav B'Timazeh, he says, we never rely on any kind of tasting. It doesn't matter whether it's a Jew or it's a Goy, it doesn't make a difference. But the Shach makes a Chilik. He says that's machlokes. He said there are some in the bush. He said, look at the end. The loka terizov the hishmi the gamer had the team of mahani mashmas really I feel the evidence and cannot finish this royal. Right, so that's interesting distinction. Okay, in general, the discussion the Pimgadim hints at a little bit on the mishmas of zov on that thousand base. Okay, Yeah, he says, after the Yod HaShachos, hey, the Eved Shari, maybe the Eved is different and so on. Then there's some question about what does Tima mean? You have to just taste it, you can actually swallow it. Okay, that's a different discussion. Then the Taz, I can look a little bit, there's a few more notes that Caleb and we'll wrap up. And for today, Mez Hashem, we'll try and finish it. There's a hard subject tomorrow, Mez Hashem. But the Taz, they've gotten Dalin, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says you only have to, at the end of the Yomo. So if you did, the Shulchan Aruch says, in lo not amahem, kedein tils makom, begam lo tamam, only shishim against whatever was absorbed from the knife, as opposed to against the whole onion or the whole beets or whatever it is that you're cooking. So the Taz is right. Right, we discussed like more in Shavuos. Who pays that so such close attention? You got to measure against the entire blade of the knife, because you weren't paying attention necessarily, especially mentioned others point out with a knife you cut back and forth. So it means measuring the shishim against the whole blade of the knife, not including the handle of the knife. Okay. Then it's gotten hay. Talks about chatir anas and vela. It's gotten bumps along, so it's gotten about chatir anas and shari sum, which I don't want to now, but if it's gotten hay, the afghan of the bus with hula amam and chatir anas and vela. What do you mean? Why only what the tzakin touches? Or as the Taz just said, the whole blade of the tzakin. Should be the whole thing, because chatik anas in the veil. Okay? For example, cholov shnofel abosim, right? Milk that fell on meat, the whole piece becomes awesome. Abahacha kulo hector kodom abishal. No. Here, when the iser, quote-unquote, the milk, in a case, milk spilled onto a piece of meat, so we say the whole meat becomes chatik anas milk, because the milk spilled directly on a piece of meat. Here, at the time when the flavor that's going to end up being the problem, right? It's the fleshing flavor that's emerging from the knife that goes into the radish or into the onion, and that's going to go into the milking, okay? So at the point that it goes in, the flavor goes into the onion, there's no issue at that point. Kula had to cut a bishul. It's only when you go ahead and cook it together with milking that became a problem to start with. It's a later stage. So we don't say chatichanas. What chatichanas is available? The moment the milk goes in, I'm sorry, the moment, the example we gave was meat. So a guy used a fleshing knife to cut an onion. So the moment the meat goes into the onion, the whole onion now becomes chatik anas nevelo, says it has no sir, because no issa right now. It's only a problem once you put it into the milking, the noodle casserole, whatever. Then you throw those onions in, then it becomes a problem. But you can't say chatik anas nevelo. The onion at the time that the blia goes in from the fleshing knife into the onion, that's not chatik anas nevelo. Even as a davar charev, good, it's like meat mamish, good, we understand that. That's the chiddush of davar charev. It's like it came in direct contact with meat. Good, but at that point, there's no iser. Just a piece of onion with meat. Good. Nothing more with onion and meat. Okay, there's no iser to cut an onion with a fleshy knife and absorb fleshy flavor. So there's no iser. Okay, benili poshed. Yesh shishim, ain't tzarech v'hasar b'tzon. Kevin shalohai sham yisraelim. You don't even have to take the onions out. Right? There was never an iser on the onions. It's not ein vat l'sachat chila. Have to take the onions out because you can recognize them and so on. Their meat flavor and take them out. Ain lom no shemis at all. Okay, that's the that is a taz and some cotton hay. Okay. Then he talks about some cotton rub about using a treif knife and katichan as bela. Okay, we'll leave that out. Leave that for you to read yourself. So just a couple more things quickly. The shach and some cotton vav. 34 explains why is it that we have this chumra by the Harif, because the Shulchan Aruch said even an Einu Ben Yomo, but it's Osir. Hatam the Chufa Zon Mechayla Mashal Shvach Kemo Kurchel Chutzis. So if you remember, Tosfos Mesupik. Let's remember, okay, the two sugyas were separate sugyas. The Gemara never said that there's no din of Einu Ben Yomo by a Dvar Harif. Or said it by Chiltis, the one of the Zara. The Gemara did not say that extends to all Dvarim Harifim. And Tosfos and Chulin that we saw back in source number 5, Kuf Yud Beis Menal, Yomasa Agam, Tosfos said it's a Tzarachim. But the Shach said clearly the way we passed, you know, we were seeing all along, is that this, we're not Mechalik between Chultas and anything else. Okay, all the Dvarim Harifim have the same din. So Shach points out that Atam, the Chur Fate, it's on Mechalik, Mashal Shach, Kemo, Kurchel Chultas. V'chein das kol achronim, v'chein nogim, u'mashma de'ein chilek, bein ben yomo, le'ein ben yomo, u'nagin on lahachron, v'chol milik mo ben yomo. So Shach just wraps it up and says that we, just like by chiltas, no chilek between ben yomo and ein ben yomo, we say that by all the v'charif as well. Okay, and he says some disagree, okay, but he said that's what we follow. All right. However, he writes, Miu vada v'shar gom she'en chreifim, din sakin k'shar kelim she'en ben yomo, Unaki mutter, right, but it's only a special din by a double heart. In other words, he's saying that a knife by itself is not an issue. You're not worried even about the shamnumas, or he says certainly if it's clean. But even if it's, you know, very slight residue, it doesn't come out unless it's a double heart. And that's what he says, it's an important line. Badai bishar dvarm shenim harifim, din sakin kisharka. A knife's like a fork, like everything else. It's enim and yomo, and it's clean. And again, if it has real ben on it, so we said ben yomo, enim and yomo. And a is no killer by a double ben, by a double has no mushes. But a knife, which may have only a thin layer of residue you can't see and so on, or certainly if it's clean, then the regular din of anybody applies, it's only by a double heart. Okay? Scott Zion, the Shach, also says that we require against the blade of the knife, like we said, shishim, it's not enough for mokum and tila because we don't know exactly where it cut. Okay, like we said before. The Kamega brings up something else. It's a follow-up. We're going to save a different way. It's a double. Okay. It's a different issue. It requires some back. I'm not going to do now. Okay. The Taz, it's a Karton Zion, points out that we're talking about a double harif. Once we say the knife cuts it and we say that that the flavor is absorbed, it doesn't matter if you cut it very small or not. I feel a little cut up, doc. Okay. And we're choshish for that rush more. That it spreads the whole thing. As we said, the Rosh said, the chilta is different because you cut it very small, therefore you can't tell the klipa and so on. You have to ask for the whole thing. Mashma, other than Dvarim Charifim, you don't have to. But the Taz says, it's not true. Other, but even by Tznon, about other Dvarim Charifim besides chiltas, even if you didn't cut it, doc, nonetheless, he quotes it, the Rosh Po, that we saw before, the Asr is the whole thing. Bechol Gavna Mispasha Tamasaka, Bechol Tznon, come over Kutcha chiltas. Okay. And, yeah. All right, that quote of Shachin's quote, Yud, Chatzil V'Asr Kulo, again, like the Rashpo. But the Eved, he says, we're making Kedei Netilo. The Chatzil not. We can make a comment about that also. All right, we'll stop over here, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up try to finish up the shiur on the shurim on the Sfin Tzadivav Dvarim Charifim. Have a wonderful day.